Is preaching good to hear? Now, this is a really complicated question because in the first timeline, I, to the end of eternity, said, yes, it's good to hear because apparently God wants people to hear preaching and I have no fucking idea why. Now, one of the reasons is that I say the F word is because of religion. Believe it or not, I've known God for 6,139 years. I've seen him personally over and over again. And the only time I drop the F bombs is when God's involved. I used to be a kind of person that never ever said the F word. I was really wholesome and kind and gentle and patient. But now, when God gets involved in my life, all I do is drop F bombs all fucking day because God does nothing but provoke me to anger. And one of the reasons is God wants me to go and be his servant. He wants me to do the suffering servant routine that he did with the prophets, the apostles, Jesus, David, Abraham, and everyone else. He wants all these servants to live poor for years, and then he wants to lift them up to show everyone in the world what God can do. No one cares. No one wants to see this. No one gives a fuck. People have their own problems. They want their own food on their own table. They want to have a nice house for their family. They don't want to just go around watching someone else get lifted up all fucking day. And also, God wants to keep his servants poor. And then when they're poor, God's like, they're poor, but they still have enough. Nobody is asking. You're answering a question that nobody's asking. It's a stupid answer, and God gives it every time he has a dumb fucking servant. The problem is the last 2,000 years, he's barely had any servants except for the pastors. The pastors and the preachers do an excellent job of preaching exactly as it is written in the Bible. But one of the problems with the pastors that I'm going to bitch about in this podcast is the pastors don't ever tell the truth about God's promises. God promised Abraham all the land from the river to the river, Africa to Asia, Nile to Euphrates. God never gave it to Abraham, but the pastors don't have a pair of swinging balls. When they get up there behind the pulpit in church, they never tell the truth. God never gave it to Abraham, and it's been more than 3,000 years. God is unfaithful and dishonest and never gave it to him. And now that land that used to be valuable is a dumb fucking desert that no one wants. So that's real religion. People have to get up there and preach and deal with the reality that God never keeps his fucking promises. That's the truth. Pastors never tell the truth about some of these things. Next, they talk about the throne of David. I will establish the throne of David forever. First of all, God never said why. We have to guess in the Bible. Secondly, where the fuck has David been? He's been gone for 3,000 years. Almost. Where the fuck is David? Nobody cares. No one's asking, we want to see David! Except for people that care about the Bible, and they never see him because God never raised him from the dead. And David never came back, just like Jesus, just like Abraham, just like the apostles, just like everyone else in religion. And so the reality is those people never come back. They come to the earth, they talk a bunch of bullshit, and then they never come back. They tell you, believe the religion! And then Christians do, and then Jesus never comes back. And then Jesus is like, but there's a big second coming. Does that make up for me never coming back? No, Jesus, you're supposed to come back and preach in the church. So the pastors never accuse Jesus rightly. Jesus never comes back and preaches in the church. Neither do the apostles. They never come back and explain why they said all that weird shit. And there's a whole lot of shit that the pastors are afraid to talk about. Now, one of them is Jesus said women shouldn't teach in the church. There's no reason for this to happen except that Jesus was angry at one woman, so he decided to ban all women so he could keep this one woman out of the church because he hoped that she would follow his dumb rules. But then Jesus is such a weird loser that Jesus never came back and explained why he did that. He was supposed to come back the same day. When he was raised from the dead, he was supposed to just come right back. That whole ascended into heaven thing is a load of bullshit. See, he was supposed to come back. When he died on the cross, he went to heaven, then God raised him from the dead. The whole going to heaven thing was done. But if Jesus wanted to do it a second time, God probably would have said that's just fine. God's really overly agreeable, so God might have said, come back again. Then when Jesus was in heaven, God could have said, now get the fuck back to the earth. Finish the work that you promised you would do. But Jesus never did it. So God and Jesus have been arguing for 2,000 years because Jesus never came back. He was supposed to come back the same day he was raised from the dead. When Jesus died on the cross, God told him, put the cross down. You don't need to die for their sins. And so you Christians believe that wrong belief. You believe Jesus isn't supposed to come back. You're wrong about that. He is supposed to come back. And so you need a pair of swinging balls, pastors. The next thing that is a thing that pastors are not honest about with God's promises is blessings. And they do it because Jesus said, the poor will always be with us. That verse makes no sense. With who? I mean, you and the apostles, you and the Christians? Are they just like, you're going to have poor people hanging out? Are they going to be rich one day? So they're poor today, but they're going to be rich later? and you still call them the poor? Do you want them to be poor forever? What do you mean by that? Jesus never says what he means. And so a pastor that's intelligent should accuse Jesus rightly, saying, Jesus never said what the fuck he means by this. That's the truth. For all the Christians that are looking for the truth, they say, Pastor, but you still didn't explain it. The pastor doesn't have to. Jesus said it. The pastor didn't. It's not the pastor's job to explain that. That's Jesus' job, and Jesus never came back. So Jesus is wrong. God, his father, is wrong. God never came back and explained it. And now the pastors have to do it? That's bullshit. A pastor needs a pair of swinging balls to say, it's not my job. There's a couple more things that the pastors get wrong in the Bible. Another one is salvation by faith through grace. You guys are like, okay, salvation's simple. You have to read 900 Bible verses and memorize them and then do a weird prayer and then you're saved forever. And then you get to heaven. Here, the reality is different than that. The reality is Christians burn in hell every day, and pastors preach that. So salvation is not simple if you do it Jesus' way. If you do it God's way, it's really simple. You get to heaven and you say, God's like, you have sinned or whatever. And then you're like, God, whatever, I don't want to burn. And God's like, okay, what do you want to do instead? And then you and God might just go fuck around all day. If you tell God you don't want to burn, you get salvation. He just gives everyone a free fucking pass. You're going to be surprised by this. You don't need to have faith in Jesus Christ. You don't need to go there and give him a big speech. You don't need to say, I believe the gospel. I believe in Jesus Christ. For all of sin to come short of the glory of God. You don't have to quote Bible verses. Just go the fuck to heaven. And when you're there someday and tell him you don't want to burn, he's probably going to say just fine. If you're a murderer, he might say, oh, by the way, stop murdering or you will burn. And then you're like, oh, shoot, I guess I better stop that. I mean, that's it. You don't need to do the salvation by faith through grace bullshit and all the Bible memorization. But pastors tell everyone it's very simple. Just memorize 900 Bible verses. And that's incorrect. Now, another thing that's incorrect that the pastors don't know is they say that Jesus is on the throne right now judging everyone. And that is not true. So the question I started with is, should we listen to pastors? And the answer is, pastors are men that study the Bible and do a very good job of preaching exactly as it is written in the Bible. It doesn't mean that pastors are always right. They just say what's written.